Alanis Morissette and Ironic, and she's going to be in Mile High Castle tonight. And anyone heading to it, you're going to have a ball. And her set at Glastonbury was amazing. And she's very, very popular. Alison Curtis with you today, FM Weekend Breakfast. Jen Hatton's joined me in studio. Comedian, TV personality, podcaster, mom of two. Is there anything I'm missing?
No, I'm a jack of all trades.
You master really of are. Yeah. So listen, Jen, just for anyone listening that doesn't, you know, might not know you so well, you first came to my attention, really, I suppose, in lockdown with all of your, you know, TikTok and Instagram posts and just your kind of take on everyday life.
Mm. Yeah.
That's how you got started, right?
Well, I've been kind of online for about 10 years. It all started out on Facebook. I was just messing around with Snapchat filters. And then it was actually me auntie said, post that to Facebook because I don't have Snapchat or whatever it was, and it ended up going viral and it went from there. So
yeah, and you've, yeah. I mean, people recognise you from Free Gap, which was an RTE series as well. Killian Sunderman has been on the show before. Tony Cantwell, everybody knows those names. And then of course your own podcast, which I didn't realise started in 2019, The Unpopular Opinion. So it is just that, isn't it? Unpopular opinion.
We kind of, I think me and Carla, we thought like at the start of it, we were kind of going, oh yeah, we'll do a little controversy and, you know, we'll be kind of funny like about it. But it kind of has just turned into chats with friends. Do you know what I mean? Like we have a segment in it every week where it's like, this is our unpopular opinion.
And yeah.
Generally they're popular because it's just stuff that everybody agrees with, you know what I mean? But no, it's great. We have a really loyal following. The followers are great. They participate a lot. We put out kind of question boxes on socials and stuff and they're really involved, so it's great.
But it's that you have so much control when it's a podcast situation.
That's it. And we're self-produced as well, which is great because we just have so much freedom with it.
Can you tell her I think she has a lovely voice?
Yeah, I will.
Thank you. So the reason why I wanted to get you on this morning, though, is you're tackling something and you fought, you know, people can find it on TikTok and Instagram, your whole journey, let's call it. And I'm really impressed. And I'm going to tell you, you've tackled a very long garden, your own garden in Finglas. And my husband's a landscape gardener. And this is what I wanted to tell you. And I was like, will you take a look at these stories? And he's like, oh my God, I cannot believe she's doing that on her own. And he's trained. He runs a business.
Yeah.
And he does do most of his jobs on his own. But I was like, how long would that garden take you to do? And look at what she's doing. So he's very impressed. Will you tell us how it got started?
Oh my God, thank you very much. I was only messing around one day. Now, look, I've lived in that house 3 years and every time I look out the window, it's just like very deflating.
Looking at it,
especially when you have two youngsters.
Mm.
And I want to, I'm doing this for them, do you know what I mean? Because I just want to be able to go, come on.
Because they're 5 in 18 months.
Yeah,
exactly.
So it's not suitable for them at all. And you know, the 5-year-old, he's like always wanting, Mom, can we go out to the trampoline? And you know, I'm like, no, it's not safe.
Yeah.
So it's the constant looking out at it. That's always been in the back of my head. And then I was just messing around one day and I kind of just pulled a little weed out between two slabs. And I was like, that's cleared. And then I pulled the camera up to show the hack and the rest of it. Now, throughout the series, I have kind of shown what I've done throughout the years. Like, I did get it to a point when we first moved in there, there was a big, huge, old shed. Now,
it was
being eaten away. But it used to be a little ballerina studio because the previous owner, the woman that we bought it off, she taught dancing in it, which is really cute.
So, there are gardens that people in the area would recognize and would know. Like, they're very, very long. And you said something interesting as well, that they were communal at one stage.
Yeah, a lot of the gardens in Finglas, like me and Nana's house, her two best friends, they all lived in like a terrace.
Right.
Yeah, but they'd share, all the back gardens were shared.
So
the residents had to build their own boundary walls. Now, one was done already, just fine. It was knocked down during Storm my own, but that's sorted. But the other one is built out of like a tin roof, which is a bit of a death trap. So that does need to be addressed before I can kind of get anywhere with it.
Okay. So what was the first thing you tackled then? Because you've got like rotavators in there now, you've gotten stone out, huge plants out, and like on your own, which I'm amazed at.
Yeah. Well, I suppose the nettles were the biggest thing. Like, you know, I was kind of just whacking all of them down. But once they were kind of down, it was a bit more clear to see what needed to be done. Do you know what I mean? So it's been a lot of weeks of filling up the brown bin and that kind of thing. And then I'm doing it with, obviously it's not suitable for radio, but I'm doing it with a sweet FA of a budget. So I'm trying to, I haven't really sprayed it with anything. Or I'm just kind of doing it as I can.
And are you getting loads of advice online?
Yeah, there's a good few. And to be fair, one thing I didn't expect was friends texting me or locals texting me saying, here, do you want to lend to this or do you want to take that? Like, it's been amazing. The reaction, I can't quite, because I was like, when you text me to come on here, I was like, you are wild. This is not interesting whatsoever. But
it is, because so many people, and this is what I want to ask you about, so many people have these huge projects that they want to tackle, but they don't, like, they just can't get going. And you were saying that once you start doing things online, the pressure there, in a way, is a good thing to follow through.
Well, that was the reason for it. Now, I still went in on, like, started it with on a wing and a prayer, because I've done that before. I've started stuff online to hold myself accountable and I'd still fall off the wagon, do you know?
Like, delete that.
Yeah, but I think I'm just in a bit of a sweet spot where my little boy is kind of, he goes out to play, so it's fine. And I'll, like, the road that I live on, it's
amazing,
brilliant. Yeah, like, everybody looks out for each other. And then my little girl, she's an angel, you know what I mean? So once she goes up to bed, I can just kind of do a few minutes every evening, the longer evenings now.
Yeah, obviously. Of course.
Yeah, my little fella comes out and tries to help me and, you know, it's just like, he gives up fairly quick.
Yeah. He does a few things. That's why my husband doesn't like doing projects with me. He says I give up fairly quick. So there you go.
Well, yeah, I have stuck to it, but it is down to, and I want to make it abundantly clear, it's down to the people cheering me on, and I can't express
how... But I think it's great. And advice, Jen, before I let you go, advice now for people listening in going, I really do need to kind of get my act together in that big project that I've been looking at doing as well.
Well, don't look at it as a big project. Look at it as a tiny bit of, you know, like I measured it out, the square meterage, kind of like whatever it might be. And I was like, no, I'll tackle like 2 or 3 a day.
Okay.
And then you feel like you've done a lot. Even though it's in the grand scheme of things, it's tiny, but you feel like you have done a lot.
Well, I think it's great. I'm glued to it now. I am. Will you give out your handles just so everybody can actually follow?
So Instagram and TikTok, it's Jen_Hatton.
Excellent. And I'll share it again as well. Jen, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome back again.
Thanks.
This is Today FM.